Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Evenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids. little Yngwie Malmsteen here on episode 801 of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel. So glad you're hanging with me today, guys. That song was called I See the Light off of Marching Out, right? That was those early Yngwie albums from Steeler to the Alcatraz stuff. I love that live Alcatraz album he was on too. To Rising Force, right? Marching Out. Oh, I loved all that stuff. I actually saw Yngwie on that tour opening for AC/DC. Still have the t-shirt actually from that concert I went to at the Rosemont Horizon. Kind of an odd combination, right? Yngwie opening up for AC/DC. But it worked. It worked. And I want to get into right now some more music. Oh, first, that was a request by one of our Patreon patrons. So thank you for that, Stephen Saylor. And thank you for also suggesting that we interview Lance King. That interview is coming up on a episode, probably the next episode. I'm probably 802 or maybe 803. We'll see. But Lance King will be joining me for an episode of Talking Metal. So stay tuned for that. This is Captain Crimson. I love this kind of a classic rock, sludgy sound. Great stuff here. This is Bells from the Underground by Captain Crimson.
Yeah. a little Captain Crimson here on Talking Metal. My name is Mark Striegel. I'm so glad you're hanging with me. So glad you're living the rock and roll dream with me still. I mean, man, we've gone underground with rock, haven't we? We don't get it on the Grammys. We don't get it on, you know, the MTV Music Awards anymore. It's not cool to play guitars anymore. It's the rock look isn't cool anymore. I don't know. I feel lost sometimes when I turn on these award shows or even on YouTube and stuff. And I just want to give a shout out to any of the younger generation that is keeping it alive for us, because we need you guys more now than ever. Because I just don't get where things are going. I don't know. And I know I'm old, but I think it's more than that. I think things are so divided now. There's so many subgenres thanks to the internet. And it's a good and it's a bad thing. You know, the mainstream is kind of, in some ways, falling apart. I don't know. But hey, we're a smaller group now. We're a smaller family. It's like, what is he saying? Spinal Tap? The more select group now, you know, but I don't know what he said, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I should probably just edit this whole thing out, because I'm just rambling. I have no clue what I'm even talking about here. All right. Shut up, Mark, and play some music. Here we go. This is Bullet by Reverend Jack. And this features one of the great guitar players of modern times here, jamming the solo on this one. Let's check it out, and then I'll tell you who it is. Again, this is Bullet by Reverend Jack.
Little man, I got
by Reverend Jack featuring Joel Hoekstra of Whitesnake. Joel recently followed my wife on Twitter. Then he followed me a few weeks later, so I'm glad that I wasn't excluded. Whereas Stephen Piercy friended my wife on Facebook, and then I sent him a friend request, which he didn't accept. So there you go. I'm the big Stephen Piercy fan of the family. She's not even much of a fan, but whatever. Stephen, if you're listening, which I know you aren't, accept my friendship on Facebook. Let's keep going. This is another one requested by a Patreon patron, Jerry from Long Island. He's joined the party on Patreon. Thanks, Jerry, and good hanging with you at the Queensryche show, by the way. Jerry brings me like gifts every time I see him in public. Queensryche patches, t-shirts, a very cool Queensryche bag, a glossy Queensryche picks. Jerry, you're too much. You support the podcast so damn much. You bought a hoodie. Guys, the hoodies are for sale if you want one, $60. You're now on Patreon. You're giving me PayPal donations. I appreciate the support that Jerry from Long Island gives Talking Metal and me so much, Jerry. You are the best. We love you. And this one goes out to you. Portrait. Some new Queensryche here on the Talking Metal podcast. We'll see you back real soon for episode 802. It's either going to be Carmine, a piece, or Lance King. I haven't quite decided yet. Yeah, we'll see. I'm supposed to interview Mick Mars tomorrow. We'll see if that happens. All right, this is Portrait by Queensryche.
Yeah.
All right, Portrait by Queensryche, guys, that does it for today's episode. Support on Patreon is encouraged. Meet me there for exclusive content, including the Mark Striegel podcast. Check out talkingrock.net for everything I do. All right, we'll see you next time.